Good morning and welcome to the first edition of Notes from a Country Garden. My name is Brooke Rubber. On the web, I'm known as Creative Country Mom, but around here, it's just Brooke, and I'm a gardener from Southern Indiana. And we used to be called Zone 7, but now I think we are Zone 6, which means we still have a ways to go until spring. We've had a few warm days that you could count on one hand, but for the most part, we're near freezing almost every night and have still had snow twice in the last week. And yes, it's almost April. Tomorrow will be April 1st, so it's a slow spring here. This week in the garden, well, it's just basically about cleanup. I went through when we had a warm day early in this month and did quite a bit of it, but now I'm going through and doing quite a bit of hand weeding and trimming up, and in special cases of things that I think are really tough, a little bit of division. But basically, this week in the garden, it's a lot of planning. Now, going along with planning for me, that always means seeds. Seeds are the basis of my garden. Not to discount my perennials or my shrubs, but I do a lot of my things from seed. And I just want to let you know that in Zone 6, and really several of our zones, it's not too late to start seeds. My best results for seeds have always been direct sowing. I have tried little pea pods and I put them in window seals, and I just cannot seem to get my combination correct. I'll get them up to about an inch tall, and hardening off has always been an issue for me. But whenever I direct sow them right into my garden, exactly where I want them, I really have a very good success rate. And it's the easiest way. One of my favorite things to do is just to sprinkle them at will. And we've called that a scatter garden in some circles on the web. And I think it's a fantastic idea because nature does this on its own. And the prettiest landscapes are the one that Mother Nature does. So I do kind of, at this time of the year, kind of throw caution to the wind and scatter and abandon. But the thing of it is that if it shows up where I don't want it to, it's very easy to remove the things that I'm seeding. When I had my garden on chur last year, I realized that I had a lot of things blooming in April and early June. But when it came later on in the summer, I didn't have a whole lot going on. I was basically going to count on my daylilies and a few maybe cone flowers, but in the middle of summer when the humidity raises here in Indiana and the activities are going on at the lake, I needed to have a boost in my garden. And what I decided to do is to start sowing reseeding annuals. Now, we're all used to sowing perennial seed. But these little annuals are something that I have really found to be quite interesting because a lot of the things that I'm trying aren't available in six packs at the nursery. They're old-fashioned things like catchfly, seed verbena, the different little larkspurs. There are so many things. Of course, my favorite is the poppies. And I do believe it's not too late to do poppies here. I mean, we're still getting cold weather, and I think that my poppies don't bloom until June anyway. I think we have plenty of time. And in my experience, if you do plant seed a little bit later, it extends your blooming time. I planted coneflower seed and hollyhock seed about this time last year, and both of those plants bloomed about a month later after everyone else's. And it was a really pretty bloom. So I had coneflowers blooming, you know, in July, and I had coneflowers blooming in August. And the same for my hollyhocks. When my other hollyhocks had finished, I had hollyhocks blooming in September. So, you know, if you can go and find some variety of seeds, I have found the best luck finding them on the web. And you're going to laugh at me because I am the eBay queen, but there are a lot of home gardeners selling their seeds on eBay. And if you look at what they're asking, A lot of these seeds will have an incredible amount of seed in them. So even though when you go to the store and you see those beautiful packets, it's really tempting, but a lot of those packets are pushing a couple dollars, sometimes even almost close to $3. And I bet you if you really got to looking on the web, you'd find five or six times that amount for something like $1.29. And a lot of those places do combine shipping. So your shipping is only a couple dollars. And by the time you buy five or six varieties, you're way ahead. Plus, you didn't have to get in your car and waste any gas. So here I am on another cold day, tempted to go out in the garden. This week I've had on two hats, three shirts, jackets, my mud boots, long jeans, gloves, my collar up to my ears. But if the sun's out, you can bet I'll be out there somewhere. I hope you've enjoyed this first edition, my very first podcast. I sure can talk better than I can type. So I hope you can come back each week, and maybe I can give you an idea, or you can just learn more what it's like to have a country garden here in southern Indiana. Again, this is Notes from a Country Garden, and my name is Brooke Kroger. Thanks for joining us.